SBS Radio.
Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt says that 12 months of consultations will begin to decide on a framework to get the Indigenous voice to the government. The federal government is urged not to pursue plans to force Indigenous Australians in the Northern Territory onto cashless debit cards. And in tennis, Ash Barty powers into semi-finals in Shenzhen, winning over Petra Kvitova. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. The Minister for Indigenous Australians has vowed to incorporate the local voices of First Nations peoples into decisions made at all levels of government. Mr. Wyatt promised that 12 months of consultations will begin to decide on a framework to get the Indigenous voice to the government.
When I've been out in communities, communities are saying the voice nationally is not as significant as the voices of our community. How do we get people to listen to us about what's happening here? How do we deal with suicides?
But many are sceptical about how the process of seeking an Indigenous voice will be any different from the 2017 landmark Uluru Statement from the Heart. The plan was opposed even by some conservatives. Jacinta Price, a vocal critic of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, says more effective ways of combating the Indigenous disadvantage exist. She told the Sky News.
This other process of creating this voice, again, is a distraction from being able to address those other issues more clearly and more practically.
The Central Land Council has urged the federal government not to pursue plans to force Indigenous Australians in the Northern Territory onto cashless debit cards, saying the current tough alcohol measures are already working. The government plans to place nearly 22,500 unemployed people, 87% of which are in the territory, onto the cashless debit cards, already being compulsorily trailed on 11,700 people in Ceduna, East Kimberley, the Goldfields, Bundaberg and Harvey Bay. The cards quarantine about half a person's welfare payments so they can only spend it at approved places and not on items such as alcohol, gambling and illicit drugs. The council has described the cards as harsh and punitive and says compulsory income management treats all people on welfare as though they are a burden to society and unable to manage their lives or care for their families. The Productivity Commission's report shows every year mental illness costs the nation an estimated $180 billion, while 4 million Australians live with mental health issues. Aboriginal Australians are being impacted disproportionately. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are three times more likely to experience a high level of psychological distress and twice as likely to be hospitalized for mental illness. The Commission recommends expanding the role of Indigenous organisations in delivering mental health programmes. Advocates say that the message can be best delivered with the help of the community. Pastor Raymond Minicon from Babana Male Support Group told NITV.
We've been through it ourselves. We know what the issues are. We know how we had to pull ourselves up out of those kind of dark places that we've been in.
The inaugural Indigenous Business Month IBM Awards were held at Melbourne Business School on Wednesday night, celebrating this year's theme, Indigenous Ingenuity. This year, IBM introduced for the first time three IBM Awards to showcase the outstanding achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses. The winners are 121 Award goes to Mitchell Ross from Moore Office Supplies. Indigenous Ingenuity Award went to Serena Barra from Bush Medicina, which is a growing social enterprise that supports women's capacity building and well-being. And the winner of Indigenous Digital Inventiveness Award is Luke Briscoe from Indigilab, which is an award-winning Indigenous digital agency. During the evening, two businesses won the PwC and Mora Boost Initiative. And the CGU Insurance announced winners of its Wamura Yankulang Awards competition. Ran as a part of Indigenous Business Month, each of the five winning First Nation businesses owners received a $5,000 grant for professional development. 30 climate activists are expected to be charged after days of ongoing protests outside the International Mining and Resources Conference in Melbourne. Tensions between police and the protesters have increased, as more than 100 demonstrators rallied yesterday wearing goggles, masks and raincoats covered in wet paint to deter police from grabbing them. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville has told 3AW the police tactics are appropriate and members are just doing their jobs.
But I would say I fully support what police are doing, and I'm just sorry they're in this position of having to have protesters who are behaving like this.
The protesters told Sky News they won't apologise as they're exposing the ones responsible.
I'm not going to apologise for someone getting spit on who's directly responsible for the murder and the ongoing destruction of the planet.
An interim report into Australia's aged care system highlights cases of neglect and failures to meet the needs of older, vulnerable Australians. The commissioners investigating aged care quality and safety have identified the need for more home care packages, as well as the unkind, uncaring treatment of older people. The Minister for Senior Australians, Richard Colbeck, says both the government and the industry have been put on notice.
We need to have attitudinal change to the way that we interact, treat our older Australians, and I think it's important that we continue to work on that.
The Royal Commission's final report will be handed to the Governor-General next year. Leading Aged Care Services Australia's Chief Executive, Sean Roney, says the government needs to support the sector to implement reforms.
This is a wake-up call for the entire sector. The sector has been working diligently throughout the entire Royal Commission process to forensically examine the issues that have been identified and to work through the things that we can be doing right now to address those shortcomings.
Overseas now, IRC's president has promised to hold early elections in response to a month of deadly protests. It comes as one protester was killed and scores wounded in the latest clashes with security forces in Baghdad's Green Zone. In his first televised address in weeks, President Barham Saleh says the country's embattled Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi is ready to step down, but there is so far no one to take his place.
I, as President of the Republic, will agree to holding new elections under a new electoral law and a new election commission. The Prime Minister had previously agreed to submit his resignation if the blocs agree on an acceptable replacement in order to adhere to constitutional and legal frameworks that will avoid any constitutional vacuum.
Protesters say the announcement is only part of the solution, and they would still like to see a change in the ruling parties as well. Since the protests began last month, more than 250 people have been killed in the worst mass unrest in Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein in 2003. Not-for-profit organization Save the Children says at least 200,000 people have been displaced after severe flooding in Somalia. Heavy rains are expected to continue, bringing the threat of disease. The Somalian government is appealing for help. To sports now. Australian tennis star Ashleigh Barty won over Petra Kvitová in China Open in Shenzhen last night, securing her place in the WTA semifinals. On the notoriously slow purple indoor court, Ash Barty has won 6-4, 6-2 over the dual Wimbledon champion Kvitová and eliminated her. In the pair's first four encounters, Barty had lost to the Czech player, including in straight sets in quarterfinals at Australian Open earlier this year. But the game has changed, and the 23-year-old Australian celebrated her third consecutive defeat of Kvitová since. The Australian tennis star says she enjoys the challenge of playing against the Czech.
I think it was important on my service games to, I think earlier I had a few break points against me and I played those very well, so it was important to try and keep my nose in front as best as I could, but there were a few times there I got a long way behind the baseline trying to retrieve Petra's balls, but happy with the way that I was able to put depth and push her back a few times as well.
The Grand Slam champion Ash Barty will play either world number 2 Karolina Plíšková or Wimbledon champion Simona Halep for a spot in the title decider. Ashleigh Barty is not only women's tennis top-ranked player, but also the tour's richest performer in 2019 after crashing through the $10 million prize money barrier for the season. In rugby, South Africa's head coach Razie Erasmus says winning the World Cup could help to heal divisions in the country. England is the favourite to win the trophy for the second time after knocking out double defending champion New Zealand in a 19-7 victory. Erasmus is warning England that his team will empty the tank in the final.
What we experienced from 2007 and 1995, they then disagree for a long while, and you can fix a lot of things in that time. So in South Africa, we need that, and we can feel that. So that is definitely for us an extra motivation on Saturday, that we know we are trying to win for us 23, but that is the last thing for we're trying to win. We're trying to win for South Africa.
Let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, mostly sunny with tops of 33. Perth, showers and tops of 19. Adelaide, showers developing with the tops of 32. Melbourne, dry, windy and showers overnight with the tops of 34 degrees. Hobart, hot and becoming windy, tops of 31. Canberra, sunny, 32 degrees. Sydney will be becoming windy, mostly sunny and the tops of 27. Newcastle, sunny and 29 degrees. Brisbane can expect a shower or two and 26 degrees. Townsville as well, shower or two with the tops of 30. Cairns pretty much the same with the tops of 30. Darwin can expect a shower and there is a possibility of a storm with the tops of 32. And Alice Springs, morning dust, wind easing with the tops of 40 degrees.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.